evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Hawk coming to you live. It is December 17th, 2020. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. Woe to them that call good evil and evil good, you know? Because there is so much of this druck and crump and crap and junk and bunk and everything out there. It's piling up so deep out there. And pretty soon the stench goes to heaven, you see. But I would be remiss if I did not repeat this one more time at least. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. You see, then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. And they that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go you out to meet him. And then all of those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. But the wise answered, saying, not so, lest there be not enough for us and you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him in the marriage, and the door was shut. And afterward came also the other virgin, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. So you got to be ready. You got to be ready, because we go back to Matthew 24, which I quoted a portion of it. It's going to get so bad that maybe there's no flesh alive on the planet, no people alive. We got over 7 billion people on this planet. The Deagle Report for the year 2025, which is coming up quick, they originally made it about a population in 2025. I think the original one was around somewhere around 50 million. They upgraded that after so many people read it, you see, and said, well, what the heck is going to happen in America that's going to cut the population and cut the economy and the gross domestic product and all that? I like to call it the gross national product still, because we were a nation at one point, I guess. Oh, boy. But anyway, the upgraded Deagle Report says 100 million people. Well, that's basically a third of what is currently here. A little less than a third. So over two-thirds of the population of the United States per Deagle, now Deagle, D-E-A-G-E-L, they provide statistics and statistical studies and estimates and forecasts. And who they provide that for? They provide it for intelligence agencies, for the federal government, different governments, all kind of stuff, business. So if we're going to have over 200 million people die between now and 2025, all you have to do is think about what would have to happen in order to do that. And so when I hear people say, well, God can do anything, he'll save us. Yes, he can. But then I also read the red letters of our Father in Heaven's only begotten Son, which he sent onto the earth to do what he had to do so that the power of the blood of Jesus could wash away your sins. Now, how do you get to take advantage of that? How do you get the best deal in town? You pray and you repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and you ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're sincere, you're going to start to feel something different. And he's going to start to wash you clean. And you're out there, you're backslid. I mean, you're as bad can be. You got so many faces that you can't even understand how it is that you can remember so many faces. And you've got to understand also, people, that our military today spends 10, 12, 14, 15 years at war. A lot of tours. And that the special operations is ongoing all the time and extremely active. And then not only are we on this planet, but we got stuff coming in from other planets and in space. So this thing is not what it used to be 50 years ago. Or in 1945. This thing is so different. But if you think you're beyond the pale, Lord Jesus doesn't. Lord Jesus does not. Repent of your sins. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. Now the command is, when you really look it up and you look at the original translations, is thou shalt not murder. Now if it depends, if you're in a war, there's a difference there. All right? Quite a difference. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. We're in the beginning of sorrows. People think it's bad now. Boy, oh boy, we're going to get some wild stuff. Now, the news is just incredible, and I've seen all of the different things. Apparently, when you look at what Lynn Wood has posted on his Twitter feed in different places, and other people have repeated it elsewhere, and they're talking about the Supreme Court Chief Justice Roberts, And incidentally, if you go to Steve Quayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com, stevequayle.com, click on the Common Sense Report story Dave Hodges wrote, because he brought up the fact that if the Supreme Court won't even investigate the alleged murder of Anton Scalia out in the Hilltop Country, remember out in the, not the Hilltop area, but out in the mountainous area of West Texas, where he was at this weird dinner, remember, of these ancient hunting society or something like that. Go back and look at all of that, and you'll, if you do not know what I'm talking about, because I'm not going to delay that. But Scalia was murdered. And then they ran him around with ambulances over this way, that way, to this place, to another place. Then they cremated him, even though that would have never have been Scalia's wishes. But in this thing, Lynn Wood is saying, apparently has evidence that Roberts, talking to Stephen Breyer, Justice Breyer, has basically said, I'm going to do everything I can to prevent that MF, meaning Trump, from being reelected. So no wonder they didn't take this case. But I'm going to tell you, the scrotum court, I call it, excuse my French, the scrotum court are a bunch of chicken shit people except for Alito and Thomas. And all the time we invested in Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett and all that stuff, worthless. This is not a normal time. Rand Paul made a good case. He just comes out and says it. Other people say it, and they know it. Trump had the election stolen from him. It was stolen by Biden and others. And heck, Biden maybe even forgot he stole it. Honk, 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 honk if you like Stacey Abrams. Honk, honk if you like Christo Kalaba. Oh, he messed up even the name of Jig Your Booty's husband, you know? I mean, this guy's a dummy. Everybody knows it. But the fact of the matter is, we're in a state of a situation that, A, the only way out of this now, all of this talk about another legal challenge and that legal challenge, all of that ain't going to cut it now, because no court has heard the actual case. All the cases dismissed were for procedural or for lack of standing, allegedly, from the Supreme Court on down to every one of the states where Trump's attorneys filed briefs. So now I'm at the point, and I've been at this point for some time. I remember when I was telling you weeks ago, I said, Trump has either got to go all the way or it's no way. I mean, it ain't going to happen. Now, all the way did not happen with the resignation of Bill Barr, because there was a mutual sort of, you did a good job, thank you for blah, 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 I wish you'd have done this, but you did a good job, all right? A mutual sort of understanding upon the parting of Bill Barr, who cost, I believe still, and his job was there to cover up for the CIA, Brennan, Clapper, the DNI, Comey, McCabe, Strzok, Page, the entire FBI, Justice Department, all of that stuff. You people are all crooks. You are now the criminals, FBI. DOJ, you're the criminals. And if anybody out here ever tries to cooperate with them, you better be wary, because I'm going to tell you, do not cooperate with them, because they are the criminals. The FBI are the criminals. And even the low-down good guys are supposedly the good guys in the FBI trenches and all that Well, then get rid of your people at the top. Investigate your own people, get rid of them, and blow them out of the damn water. You guys can't even do counterintelligence, really. And you say, well, I used to talk to Ted Gunderson years ago when Gunderson was alive. Gunderson ran, in those days, the L.A. office, which had, what, 1,400 agents and all that. And then it was back during the days when there was penetration by the Russians and the Red Chinese back then. But you see, the fact of the matter is that you have been putting all of your attention and all of the attention of the NSA has not been on the enemies of the United States. Oh, yeah, it has in your mind, in you deep state pieces of puke, Luciferian worshiping pieces of crap and trash. You guys think that the free American people, that the patriots, the Christian patriots, the veterans, you think that they're the enemy of the United States. Well, you guys are all taking money from the Red Chinese. You guys are all lapping up old Jing's drippings. You know what I mean? You couldn't find your way out of a paper bag. Oh, yeah, you can go crack down on people and come through their door with machine guns blazing and hut, hut, hut. But I'm going to tell you, there'll come a time, and let me read the words of somebody who knew about repression, Alexander Solzhenitsyn. But before I read his word, let's read what Harry S. Truman had to say. Because this government, once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of the opposition, it is only one way to go. And that is down the path of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. So when you have Joe Biden, China Joe the thief, China Joe the thief, China Joe the thief, China Joe the thief, and Commissar Kamala. Get you a peak cap, Commissar Kamala, with the red star right on it. One of those big, exaggerated, peaked caps. I'm sure that your buddies in China will be glad to provide you with one. And old China Joe, taking money from Hunter, don't you know? Given to him by all of those people, the Red Chinese, the Russian mayor's wife, the Moscow mayor's wife, and the old Burisma, and 1,000 others down the line. But here's what Solzhenitsyn had to say about the grinders, about the evil people, the secret police that are going to start to come, okay? When China Joe the thief and Commissar Kamala get installed. And here's what Solzhenitsyn had to say. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And how we burned in the camps later. Thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as for example in Leningrad, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city. That's St. Petersburg now, for the young people who don't recall. That if people had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door, at every step on the staircase, but had understood that they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes and hammers and pokers or whatever else was at hand, like maybe 223, 762 by 39, 38, 45, 40 cal, 9 mil, whatever it might be. Or even old 338 Lapua or 50 BMG. But they understood they had nothing left to lose and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand. The organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst. Oh, the Joe, yeah. Notwithstanding all of Joe's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love freedom enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Oh, yeah, they got gulags ready. They got prison camps ready. They got concentration camps ready. They got guillotines ready. They got more COVIDs to give you. They got more bacterial and viral plagues to lay on you. And then you see you've got Twitter, Facebook, and Facebook, Zuckerberg allegedly gave $500 million to defeat Trump, which then in turn helps the Red Chinese. And then Twitter, the same kind of a thing, in a sense. Running cover for China Joe and Commissar Kamala. China Joe the thief. China Joe the thief. China Joe the thief. China Joe the thief. And he may not even know it. I watched that little thing there when Senator Johnson held the, and Rand Paul held the, Rand was like the number two Republican, but when the committee, they had the thing where they were talking about the elections. And they had on Trump's attorney from Vegas, and I believe from Nevada, and from also from Wisconsin. And that's the one where they had Krebs, quote-unquote Krebs. Even sounds like a communist name, don't it? Krebs. From, you know, like some name from Maxwell Smart and the Man from U.N.C.L.E., you know, or something like that. Maxwell Smart, it was different than the Man from U.N.C.L.E., but I understand that. But Krebs, he was the great Department of Homeland Security, you know, the Department of Human Sacrifice. Their big cyber, cyber, he worked for Microsoft, blah, 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 blah. Well, doesn't Microsoft really want to support Red China? Doesn't Bill Gates... You know, wasn't he the guy that sort of founded Microsoft, wasn't he, or not? Of course, he doesn't have anything to do with it anymore, does he? Oh, yeah, right. But Krebs, they're talking to him and all of this, and they talk about, and then Krebs starts talking about rumor control, that was their big purpose. Blah, 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 rumor control. And, oh, that there was all these rumors about, you know, Hammer, you know, the other, what was the other one? Hammer and Scorecard, right? Well, Hammer is one of your code names. One of the code names of the activity used to be called Hammer Strike. They used it against Pablo Escobar. And the old boys down there in Port Huachuque, you know, listening to everything, and everything is rosy and cozy, you know. And then you got the boys in San Antonio, the boys in the Puzzle Palace, and all the way around the world, the old No Such, all right? But the rumor control, you see, the rumor control, what he's talking about, is domestic extremists. There is Scorecard and Hammer Strike, and if they don't call them that this week, then they've changed the names three times in the last week, okay? It's just like, if you recall, you know, from, Jason Bourne and the Bourne Legacy. I think one of the key movies of that series is the Bourne Legacy, all right? And I had a list of them here that I wrote down one time. Here it is. They went from Treadstone to Blackbriar to Outcome to Emerald Lake, and then Larks, and then Iron Hand, okay? So they have a program, they upgrade the program, and they just basically call it a new name, all right? It's like clearances. Used to be that it was Magic or Majestic or whatever. Still is to a great degree. Before that, they had Ultra and Umbra and all these kind of things, and Yellow Fruit and all that kind of stuff. And then they call it maybe Cosmic, and this one is that one. Now maybe they call it something else. Who knows? Fallen Angel, Love, or something. Whatever. But I'm going to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, what's going to come down in this country. It's going to be so weird and so beyond the pale that you'd better start to get used to it. And you cannot apply old rules. You can't apply what the Lord Jesus had to say to you. You can't apply and understand what's getting ready to come. But this rumor control is all about silencing the Department of Human Sacrifice under this guy, and then if he's cyber, then that means he's tied with Microsoft he used to work for. He's allegedly then tied to Facebook, which allegedly was an off-the-shelf corporation created and funded by the CIA and No Such. And all the others, half the other startups of that same era too. And now these jerks get to live on some exotic, you know, island, you know. Incidentally, that guy from, where is it? What's it called? The Twitter. Incidentally, if you're on Twitter, and I know it's interesting, and boy, you've got a lot of likes and all that stuff, and you're telling people this and that and the other and finding the information. But if you're on Twitter, why feed the troll? And the troll is the tricker bird himself, the Twitter bird himself. And then who runs the Twitter bird? All right? Who controls his money? Where does that go? It's got to put it into international banks, don't they? But that Twitter bird boy, you know that people can recognize where you're at from the background when you do your live shots, you stupid idiot. There's already people out there who know where you're at. I'm not saying I do. I just know that there are people that do know it. I also know that allegedly that somebody, let's say somebody who used to play bridge with Warren Buffett, and Warren Buffett gave him some money, and that same guy, you know, started a big software company once upon a time. And then that same guy, remember, he thought he was going to the moon, and he was financing his own space program and his own rockets in a certain day, and he was going to create his entire new satellite system until they clipped his wings with big lawsuits like they're doing to Google today. But then they still let him be one of the richest men in the world. And then at a certain point in time, he hired some of the most elite special operations people. The ones that don't exist. To come and review his security. Well, all I can tell you is, from what I was told one time, allegedly, there's flaws in his security there in, what's that state named after a president, the first president of the United States? That there's flaws in his underground base security there. So I think he probably has gone somewhere else in the world, like a lot of them have gone, into Patagonia, into New Zealand in some cases. But a lot of them have gone into Patagonia, Chile, Argentina. Oh, ladies and gentlemen. But let's go back to the rumor control. What they're talking about is getting rid of the First Amendment for anybody who doesn't go along with the Red Chinese CIA, NSA, MI6, MI5, and the Queen of England, the Rothschilds, and Lucifer the Lightbringer. You don't go along with their program, you got no speech, and you're going to get your rumors controlled. And your dream is going to be stolen, you see. They're going to COVID you and test you, and if you do not take the COVID vaccine, do you think you're going to be able to work? Do you think you're going to be able to have a bank account to travel on an aircraft, to travel on a train, to have a driver's license, to buy, sell, or trade without the mark of the beast? So I heard Fauci today say, oh, well, we don't necessarily want the federal government to do it, but the private sector, oh, yes, they can do it. They could maybe require that anybody who works for the company has got to have the vax, okay? And you got to have the mRNA so that they can, you know, tap into that. And has anybody seen the weirdness about how some of these injections were going? You know, they showed it injecting it all over. And there were different types of needles and stuff, weren't there? And then I noticed that there was a lot of prevention and cure and all kind of stuff. The very first one I saw was the New York State one where the killer from Albany, the hitman, the godfather, or let's shall we say Sonny from Albany was presiding over the, you know, the big deal, the first injection in New York, the vax. And I looked at that scenario, and here he is presiding over, and then here is at the Jewish hospital, I believe it was on Long Island or Brooklyn, wherever it was somewhere in one of the, I don't think it was Queens, I think, well, it might have been Long Island, might have been Brooklyn. Anyway, Jewish hospital with a Jamaican-born nurse who was African-American or Jamaican-American or whatever, black, and then a female black doctor. And then I saw that they had the little vial, supposedly of the Pfizer, and she went into the vial just like it was a little vial. You cannot have that vial out of the freezer for very long. In this case, the Moderna you could, perhaps. But then also they have something. And you remember seeing the pictures of the little grid they were talking about the mark or the grid that they were going to put in your body that had the, what was the thing, Lucifer rays in it, that would then form, apparently or allegedly form, organic type, like a chip, like a computer chip, that would also have a signature and a tattoo of you, in a sense, showing that the virus or that the vax had been taken. And I saw different stuff in other places too. It's like they had some kind of a weirdo thing on the end of the syringe, and that they really did a lot of rubbing, and then they put something on the arm. In some cases, it looked like they used the weirdo portion of the syringe that wasn't the needle, but was up ahead in front of the needle, and put that on first, and then backed up, and then shot the injection into the grid. So there were games I felt being played with that, and I thought, man, I'm seeing all this stuff. And they got proteins in there that are just, who knows what they're doing. You allegedly have a stem line, in other words, a cellular line of a murdered baby boy, male Caucasian fetus, they call it. Well, it's a murdered baby, white baby boy, and they've got his stuff allegedly in this vaccine. And then you're also starting to hear how the proteins they put in there, you know, are to enhance or to make, trick your body into making the antibodies. Well, isn't that the portion of the HIV that allegedly was put into the virus itself that the NIH allegedly and Fauci, little Roy Fauci Roy from hell, paid $3.7 million to give it to the Wuhan lab to allegedly to graft on to the virus, a portion of the HIV virus that tricks the cell into letting in the stuff. It's the thing that makes HIV, people really susceptible to HIV, to con the cells in the cell wall. Oh, we're nice people, let us in. And then, ha-ha, we've got you, okay? You know, I do think and talk about a lot of different stuff. And this is on my mind, and the Lord has got it on my mind. And I ask Lord Jesus every night to, if necessary, put the words in my mouth to give me the themes and help me develop the stories. Back to this rumor control also. Remember Admiral Poindexter and his Total Information Awareness Network, which had the logo of the all-seeing eye with a ray coming out of the all-seeing eye pyramid or prism pyramid, focusing on to the entire Earth. Admiral Poindexter referenced back to Oliver North. Admiral Poindexter was his boss, okay? And then we had a whole thing where they were going to have a propaganda ministry in the Pentagon. You remember all of that? Well, then all of a sudden that got defunded and they quit talking about it. It was sort of like, you know, Total Information Awareness Network made it look like they were going to surveil everybody. Well, isn't that what they do? Isn't that what Snowden taught us? If you've never seen the movie Snowden, that's a good way to go to look at it, is go watch the movie Snowden. Buy it or lease it or rent it or download it or wherever you can get it. Snowden. To understand, get the Bourne Legacy. The Bourne Legacy, and you'll understand about super soldier programs. But then they're beyond that. And then the LARCs and the LARCs program. Remember at the end, when the Bourne Legacy guy is trying to run on the motorcycle with the woman, the scientist, and there's this real evil Chinese guy chasing him who's relentless and who sort of has an animal instinct. When he goes into the hotel room, if you recall from the movie, he sniffs the air. He is tracking him with the scent. Now, Brother Quayle would tell you that the Gen 6 giants, they can track people by the scent of their blood. That means the old Anunnaki, who were also very tall, who then had the sex with the earth women, created the giants and the mighty men, you see. Well, they have abilities and skills that are different. And now we're talking about red Chinese snipers that can possibly see twice as far as the best eyesighted guy in the U.S. military. Well, let me tell you what. That means you just have to camouflage better and sit still. And then you got to lure them on in a little closer. You know what I mean? You lure them on in a little closer to where old Mickey Lapua or Big Mac can have you, you know, at the ready. Or even some old sharp-eyed, squinty-eyed Kansas or Nebraska plainsman. Or Missouri Ozark type from one holler of the hill to the next, who can squint their eyes and even with an iron sights put one down the pipe, you know. But I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and when you're with him and he's with you and you know that and he knows that, then I'm going to tell you what, it removes and tends to remove the fear from you. And it will embolden you and put great strength inside you. And to all the young people out there who listen, there's power in the blood of Jesus and the marvelous gifts he's given you to have dominion over serpents and scorpions and all the power of the enemy. To where he says to you, if you have the faith of a mustard seed, and you tell the mountain to move, then the mountain will move. We're going to come to a time when it's going to be everything very local. And I'm telling you, get used to not being on the Twitter. Get used to not being on the Facebook. And why provide them revenue? Why go to Google? Go to a different search engine. Why let them click? Because they work with the loony balloons, the red Chinese launch the loony balloons. And incidentally, we had one the other day launch up around somewhere out there past Paris, Texas. And then it went along the 33rd degree parallel, 33 degrees, right? And it went clear on over, and it followed and helped to enhance the storm, and then it disappeared. And it was at 68,000 feet, pretty high up. It goes just a little above that. It no longer has to squawk or do an ident because it's outside of the quote-unquote airspace. You're in near space as you start to go up into there. You see. So that's the case. At the same time, we had yesterday an Antonov aircraft, a particular one, that came up from the Caribbean and went right along the east coast of the United States. Incidentally, this particular Antonov is the one that the Russian paratroopers like to fly in and jump out of. And it went clear up and it went inside the 12-mile limit as it crossed over the Outer Banks of the Carolinas, went right by Oceania all the way up the whole deal, up past New York, and then went to a friendly country. Well, that thing, listen to me. Now, this is an interesting idea because my signal intelligence friends, and there's more than one, okay, tell me that this thing was squawking Russian military aircraft all the way up. But then when it got past Maine and headed and landed at Nova Scotia, before it landed, it squawked an ident of Red Chinese military. Now, because they got some picture of a crazy guy in a bear suit, or maybe a Russian grizzly bear sitting at a keyboard, that all of a sudden this hack is guaranteed 100% Russian. Well, yesterday that plane was squawking the ident of a Russian military aircraft. But when it got into safe territory with Fidel Castro's bastard son, Trudeau, allegedly, because Mama Trudeau, her husband was out playing around with all the young disco chicks, if you recall, in Montreal and Toronto and Ottawa and all in Paris and where all the places he went. She took a little trip in the winter to go down to Cuba. And she met with Fidel Castro, and he liked her. She liked him. She stayed a while, just long enough to maybe get preggers with old Justino Trudeau, you know? Fidel. Looks like Fidel is a young Fidel to me. Give him a little beard, you know? But anyway, the Red Chinese have had a deal with the Canadians for a while, because the Canadians, a lot of their banks are owned by the Red Chinese. And then they're also partners in oil fields and tar sands and stuff in Alberta and British Columbia, you know, Vancouver and all that stuff. But Nova Scotia, apparently right before they land, squawks an ident of a Red Chinese military, and they land just safe as you please. In Canada! So, is that an interesting scenario? I remember when I used to read you the, you know, all the names of all the different places. Back in 2004, when I used to run all the stuff that all the people that tried to hack me or to try to ping me, I ran all those IPs through McGee's. Back then, McGee software could track, you could show you the zigzags all across the globe and then show you where it ended up. You clicked on the spot, it told you who ran that IP, where it was located at, the phone number, and the contact person. That's how I put the Lee family out their penthouse number and put out their Bentley one time, their mobile number in the Bentley. But I also recall, just off the top of my head, the entire Beijing train station, it's got thousands of these military hackers in it. There was hundreds of thousands of cyber warriors in China. Quite a lot of them here, too. But over there, they got a ton of them. The Russians are real good. They're real good. No such is pretty good. The Iranians, they're pretty good. But the Israelis are real good. And a small group. So a lot of people have capabilities. But in this case, the Red Chinese are just like, they got an overkill of it. Do you remember it was the Red Chinese during the Obama-Biden years who hacked in and took the entire personnel records? Red Chinese hackers took the entire personnel records of the entire United States government, the United States military, the United States intelligence community, all of it, including all of the above top secret files, health records, mental records, school records, name, address, serial number, phone number, cell number, all of the information, including reviews for all officers and non-coms, including all the information about disciplinary actions in the justice or in the FBI or in the CIA or the DIA or the EIEIO. Once O and I, always I and I, or whatever it is. And the AFOSI. Right? And then others you don't even know where they're at or who they are. And then there's a whole lot of people that I've heard of that used to work for the NRO. Of course, is it the National Reconnaissance Office or is it the National Recovery Office? Okay. But they're DTRAC or we're above DTRAC. And then some people work for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission or the old Atomic Energy Commission because those guys used to wear the white, you know. So it didn't absorb the radiation in the old days. And then maybe they used to wear white armored suits, more like the Star Wars people, troopers, at a little Nell Island out in between Hawaii and that other island out there that remains nameless. You know, it's not names. The Isle of Doc Moreau is what we're talking about. So are we going to have Mickey Mouse going to be the new ambassador, Iger? Is it going to be the Iger sanction? Or is it going to be Igor, the friend of the Red Chinese who wants to let them make all the Disney movies now, okay? Allegedly. And then we've got the solar winds. And isn't it interesting? Solar winds are rioting and all that. And all of these people, they say the Russians hacked it, all right? Well, the Red Chinese already took all the other. Who's to say? And that included Social Security and all of that information. That was the giant hack. That happened under China Joe and the Joker Tut. China Joe and the Joker Tut. And now we're going to get the same crew in and worse. And then you're going to have your Secretary of Education, allegedly, is going to be a transgender person, you know. So they can teach your children about it at school. If you don't think that you maybe need to go back and go to a garage sale or yard sale and buy the last good set of the Encyclopedia Britannica or Americana in the hard copy, or even at least a world book. I got some world books from the early 60s. I put them in the basement in a heartbeat. Because you could take a child and you could have them read literally a page and get good dictionaries and work with them with basic books. All right? Not online. Get the actual book. But the solar winds bit, it includes everything in the United States government. But the Pentagon assures you that nothing, as far as they're concerned, they see nothing where there's been any real impact into their, you know, taking. Bull crap! They got it all! No such. The NSA, the FBI, the Justice Department are all surveilling you with first fruits type things, where everything that goes through the pipe, everything you got on the cell phone, every search on the Google, every search on this one, that one, every single email, text, private message, Twitter bird, Tweedledee, Facebook post, whatever it is, they got it all. It's in the cloud. They've been busy. The United States government's military and intelligence community has been busy surveilling you, considering you to be their enemy. Meanwhile, Red China and Russia. Obama hired Spetsnaz. They never left. Battalions of them. Still here. I can tell you about Red Chinese troops being here, being in Montana back 10 years ago. All right? About the time the Russians came to Colorado, you know, and came to Coronado, and this one, that one, and the other one, and practicing in the Uwari Forest, outside of Bragg, you know, down there by Troy and all them places where the Uwari is one of the oldest mountains in the country where the United States are located. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, you had better go out and get you some food. You better have a Berkey-type, you know, water filtration equipment. And be doubled up. Have the Halzone tablets or the MicroPure tablets or the, you know, the iodine-type tablets or the Aerobic 7 oxygenating-type liquids and all that stuff to purify water and to get rid of the viruses. The bacteria and the parasites, and also the chemicals. Now, Black Berkey filter will do that, but you need to get extra filters. Then you need to also get some kind of a filter that's a smaller, more portable one that also will take out viruses, bacteria, and the parasites, as well as the chemicals as well. Don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your family. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Somebody's getting ready to come. Something's going to happen. Mighty men and women of valor. Use your high tech to strike blows against the enemies of Jesus and against the enemies of the United States. Hit that three-quarter dam and pop it. Them busy for a change. Set the China on fire like you did before. Russia, keep them busy for a change. Making a fool, baby, yes, with your nothing eyes, nothing spending, a business. An old road stack of this. Guys, coming up, study. Learn, not slip, not slip.